discrimination and disparities. Quote, the plain fact is that the black poverty rate declined from 87% in 1940 to 47% in 1960 prior to the expansion of the welfare state that began in the 1960s under the Johnson administration. There was a far more modest decline in the poverty rate among blacks after the war on poverty began. Close quote. How could that have been?
Well, it could be because the things that they thought were going to help did not help, and in many cases made things much worse. One would be the welfare state, which provide, and the other would be things like minimum wages, which just price people out of their jobs. It's amazing how that simple concept never seems to get through to so many people.
Mm. All right. Crime. And in this case, you're writing not only about African Americans, but about low-income people generally. In the United States, murder rates of infection with venereal diseases, and rates of teenage pregnancies were among the social pathologies whose steep declines were suddenly reversed in the 1960s. Nowhere was rampant violence and other social pathology as common among low-income people in the first half of the 20th century, when they were more deprived, as in the second half, when the welfare state had made them better off in material terms. Close quote. Again, it's not the intention of anybody enacting the welfare state to cause increases in violence, but it happened.